Welcome back, ladies. I hope you're in a place where you have a Bible, but if not, we invite you to listen along as we continue our study in Genesis with our teacher, Connie Stanfill. Hey, Connie.
Hello, Amy.
We are doing lesson number 31 today, continuing on in Genesis 18. What are we going to be finding out today?
Well, today we're really going to look at Abram's prayer to the Lord about actually being merciful and saving the righteous of Sodom.
All right. Well, Genesis 18, we're going to cover several chunks of this today. Starting in verse 22, it says, "So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, 'Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?' And the Lord said, 'If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake.' Abraham answered and said, 'Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you still destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again he spoke to him and said, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there." And he answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." And he answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again, but this once. Suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." And the Lord went his way. And when he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.
Yes, Amy. What a prayer, actually. Yeah. What boldness of Abraham to speak to the Lord and to speak about how God would perhaps save this city if even 10 righteous people could be found in
yes.
it. And as we're going to find out, there were not 10 righteous people in Sodom. But God was merciful to Lot and his family, which is really what Abraham is concerned with, I think,
yeah.
is his nephew Lot. But we find that Abraham knows who God is because he is talking about how, "God, you are righteous. Would you destroy the righteous with the evil, with the wicked?"
Yeah.
And his answer is no, he will not do that. Not in the ultimate sense, we know for sure. And so we have a few scriptures that speak again about God doing what is right.
Yes, Exodus 23:7 says, "Keep far from a false charge and do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked."
All right. And so God will not acquit the wicked, but he also will not kill the innocent and the righteous. And truly, this brings us back to Jesus Christ again, because only in Jesus Christ are we, the wicked, acquitted, because he was a sinless Son of Lamb who bore God's wrath against our sin. So it reminds us again of only God could accomplish our salvation. But then we find Abraham asking a question. He says, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And again, it's a question that has an obvious answer. Yes, God will do what's right. And so we've got two scriptures there I'd like Amy to read, please.
Sure. The first is Deuteronomy 32, verse 4 says, "The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he." And then in Isaiah chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 says, "Tell the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with them, for what his hands have dealt out shall be done to him."
I think there is a comfort for us to understand that God is completely just and righteous, and everything we've ever said or done will be judged perfectly. We also find that Abraham has a humility before the Lord. One of the things he says is, "I am but dust and ashes."
Yeah.
And that reminds us again of Genesis about how Adam was formed out of the ground, and God told him that to the dust he shall return. And truly, it reminds me of Isaiah 66, 2, the last part of the verse says, "But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." So here we have this account where God says he will not destroy Sodom for the sake of 10. And then now we're going to go on with the first part of chapter 19, and we're going to find out that actually there are not very many righteous people in Sodom.
All right, picking it up in 19 verses 1 through 11. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed himself with his face to the earth and said, "My lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise up early and go on your way." They said, "No, we will spend the night in the town square." But he pressed them strongly, so they turned aside to him and entered his house. And he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, all the people to the last man, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them." Lot went out to the men at the entrance, shut the door after him, and said, "I beg you, my brothers, do not act so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters who have not known any man. Let me bring them out to you, and do to them as you please. Only do nothing to these men, for they have come under the shelter of my roof." But they said, "Stand back." And they said, "This fellow came to sojourn, and he has become the judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." Then they pressed hard against the man Lot, and drew near to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck with blindness the men who were at the entrance of the house, both small and great, so that they wore themselves out groping for the door.
Thank you, Amy. And so here, just concluding this portion, we find that the men of the city of Sodom are so impassioned and crazed with lust that they are just in blindness still trying to find the door and get at Lot and these angels who came to visit. As we look at the beginning of the passage, chapter 19, we find that the angels come to Sodom, and we find Lot sitting in the gate, and so we see that he has a place of prominence, which means he has some high standing in the city because he's there at the gate where the judgments happen. And then it says, when Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, bowed himself with his face to the ground, bowed himself with his face to the earth and said, "My lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet." And so Lot shows hospitality like Abraham did. And that's a beautiful thing. We find initially the angels are resisting that and saying they're going to spend their night in the town square. But Lot presses them and really insists that they come to his house. Get the sense that Lot understood what might happen to them if they're out there in the city. And he, again, shows very great hospitality. He gives them a feast, which is a beautiful thing. And then we find out truly how the men of Sodom are, because when night comes, they desire to know these visitors, and to know them means to know them sexually. And so they intend to violently assault these men. And that's part of the wickedness of this city. And we know that God's word says that this is sin.
Yes.
And Leviticus 20:13 clearly says, if a man lies with a man, with a male, as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood is upon them. Mm. And so this is part of why Sodom is being judged. We find that Lot tries to appeal to the men of the city, tries to reason with them, and then he does something very interesting, strange actually. He offers his virgin daughters to the men.
Yes.
And we know that's sin.
Yeah.
That's not God's way. Lot is trying to make something happen on his own power. And perhaps because of his prominence in the city, he's trying to avert disaster and to not allow this grave sin to happen against his visitors. But this is not the right thing to do either.
No. So,
and we find at the end of the passage, what we have is Lot, who's trying to protect his visitors, actually needs to be rescued and protected by these angels. And as we go on and we talk about the rest of Lot, the next time we're together, we're going to see that Lot's time in Sodom has affected him. It's influenced him, and he is compromised.
Indeed. It's quite a shocking story, isn't it?
It is, but it helps us kind of get a picture of, again, how wicked and evil this community was.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, thank you so much, Connie. There's so much more to say about this passage, so many things we can ask. And we're going to take a little break right now and do that when Nancy returns in the next segment. We'll be right back.